It is 17 past the hour. That senseless and devastating, painful tragedy that took place at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut. Jackie Reed, we're going inside your story, and I know that's at the forefront of just about everyone's mind.
It really is. It will be for a long time, Skip. A mother of a mentally ill boy wrote an essay for the Huffington Post. You guys probably read it, about her struggles with her son's violent spells. She called the essay, "I Am Adam Lanza's Mother." In it, she talks about how challenging it is to help a mentally ill child that is violent and how difficult it is to get help. I'm going inside her story with America's psychologist, as he's known, Dr. Jeffrey Gardier, to talk about how mothers can spot violent tendencies in their children and what they can do about it. Good morning, Dr. Jeff.
Good morning, Jackie. Pleasure to be on with you.
Thank you for being here. I know it's been a difficult time for you as well. There has been some angry reaction to reports that the Sandy Hook shooter was mentally ill. People have been saying things like Adam Lanza was evil, not mentally ill, or that calling the shooter's mental illness, calling him mentally ill, rather, is a scapegoat, and that Adam Lanza knew what he was doing. Was Adam Lanza, Dr. Jeff, evil? Or was he sick? And was he in control of what he was doing, in your expert opinion, based on what you've read and heard about him?
Well, certainly his actions were evil. I don't think that is in dispute at all. Was there a mental health component? I think the very easy and logical answer is anyone who would kill innocent children and women certainly has some sort of a severe mental illness. I know a lot of things have been floated about the possibility of a pervasive developmental disorder or high-functioning autism, and I can tell you in my experience, people with those sorts of conditions are not known for being violent, do not plan these sorts of heinous attacks. I think there was something deeper going on, even if there was some sort of a pervasive developmental disorder. I believe this was a young man who was decompensating to the point of psychosis and probably being delusional and extremely rageful for some time, and had a very challenging relationship with his mother.
Now, Dr. Jeff, there may be some mothers out there listening this morning, some parents who feel like, and based on this essay, again, in the Huffington Post, that their child is showing some signs of violence, maybe in a spell. And on the flip side, they're very loving. And most kids have fits. What are the warning flags that you may have a child with violent issues and need to seek help?
Well, first and foremost, as we saw with this young man, this shooter, there is a history of violence. It's not just
right. His mother talked about his issues.
Right. It's not one or two incidents or three incidents, but it's a history of incidents where your child may not be able to get along with others, to the point of and there's absolutely nothing wrong with being a shy person. And we have to make sure we don't scapegoat children who are shy or flag them as being potentially mentally ill. Where it becomes a real issue is when you have the uncontrollable rage where the child flips on a dime, and then that's followed up by some sort of verbal or physical altercation or violence that is way over the top, or where there is no real provocation for the child to act out in that way. And that being said, Jackie, we know that there are a lot of kids with going through their hormonal changes who at times tend to be that way. But when you're seeing this consistently, in addition to the isolation, in addition to inabilities to relate to others, then those are the warning flags that, in fact, there may be some sort of severe impending onset of some psychiatric illness.
One of the things that struck me is the fact that the mother in the story, Jackie, she said that she, you know, gathered up all the knives and locked them up and everything. But this woman had major firearms in her house.
Right.
How does that work, doctor, when you
I think that at times as parents, we tend to be in denial as to what's going on with our kids. And we let our own needs or our own love for guns, perhaps, overtake our common sense. Certainly with someone who may have a severe psychiatric illness or is very violent or has the history of that, you should not have guns in the house. You shouldn't be taking them to a shooting range. In her own mind, maybe she felt this was some sort of therapy, but as we can see, no pun intended, this is something that backfired on her and a whole community in Connecticut.
All right. Psychologist Dr. Jeffrey Gardier. Thank you, Dr. Jeff.
Always a pleasure. Be well. Bye-bye.
That's great, Jackie. Thank you, Dr. Jeff. Thank you, Jackie Reed, going inside her story.
Thanks, you guys.